Hello, strangers, and welcome to the May 2nd edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. I'm your host, Ciro Faenza, and we have two poems for you this week, the second of which is I Roll Up to the Club in a Gundam by Eric Wang. First up is Your Subcutaneous Mermaid by Sarah S. Messenger, with a reading by the poet. Sarah S. Messenger is an SFF writer and poet residing in Florida. When she's not playing fetch with her cat, she reads poetry collections in the sun. Her short fiction has appeared or is forthcoming in Fantasy Magazine and Diabolical Plots. If you enjoyed this work, her full portfolio and other musings can be found online at sarahmessenger.com. Content advisories for this poem include blood and body transformation. And now, the poem.
Your Subcutaneous Mermaid by Sarah S. Messenger. Ridges of triangular teeth press a tiny ring against your fingertip from within, like spokes of a crown straining under your skin. Mores have teeth made for rending, and swordfish can grow to twice your height, you know. The ocean sprawls across the earth like a fallen giant, body cooling, limbs lax. When you submerged off the coral reef, do you remember your wonder? The lush, rippling fauna stretched below you. Striations of navigable sea currents, those arteries for miles. Minuscule, floating there. Bitten fingers swishing past tense thighs. You'd thought, if only I could be as grand, or as alluring as the deep chambers below, their aortas, atriums, hidden nests, as powerful as the drag of the water body around you, the heave of this ecosystem. Thump, 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 thump. I glide in pressure. I swim in sound. Thump, 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 thump. We, we, we. Your brainstem roots a towering flourish of coral reef, so beautiful. I am small. I can rest against its crevices. Lap nutrients, catch substrate from your bloodstream, pluck apart capillaries to weave my cradle. My tail has leagues to twirl. I sleep nestled on a tender bed of cilia. I wake, swim crimson dark to my favorite place. Your fingernail stretches overhead, warm skylight of petal sun. Your voice a low rumble, I recline. Distal phalange humming against my cheek. Iron and salt and the reverberation of your breaths. My eyes lull. I curl my hands to my warmed chest. So much left to explore. But I want you to know I rest here. So I press my concentric teeth to the soft wall beside me. My home. And push.
And once again, that was Your Subcutaneous Mermaid by Sarah S. Messenger. Next up is I Roll Up to the Club in a Gundam by Eric Wang. Eric Wang, he, him, is a writer residing in Scarborough, Canada. His work can be found in or is forthcoming from Guernica, Prism International, Contemporary Verse 2, and others. Tell him about your favorite Gundam at Poem Aru, that's A-R-O-O. I Roll Up to the Club in a Gundam by Eric Wang. Tell everyone that its laser swords are just giant glow sticks. Tell the valet to take it for a spin. Tell myself that spacesuits are hip club attire. What's more sci-fi than a Gundam is that somehow all the friends I've ever had are here. We order drinks mixed into nebulas. Get zero grav wasted, slur silly questions. Why do they make all the giant robots look human? My best guess? For the hands. With giant robot hands, you can touch so many things. Planet rings, moon craters, space debris to origami into cute animals. I hug my favorite ex. You know, it gets lonely spending every day in the cockpit. I lean in for a selfie with all my friends. We fill the phone screen like a star chart. We say, text me. Joke about texting in a light year. Light year is a measure of distance, not time. We laugh about that. Cry later. There should be a Latin name for the constellation we make with each other. Named for our presence at the point of each departure. The hymn that resides in our silence. We hear the Gundam land outside. The valet runs in. Holy fuck, I could see so many stars. We smile. Bring them in for a group hug. Us two. And this has been the May 2nd edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. We hope you like what you heard. You can leave us a comment on the podcast page. And while you're there, check out the rest of this week's issue. We have new fiction by Seong Kim and the week's first two reviews. And lastly, as a reminder, Strange Horizons is an all-volunteer organization. We depend on the support of our listeners. So when you have a moment, check out the donate link at the top of the page. And until next week, stay safe and stay strange.